Dear brothers and sisters, it's approximately 4 o'clock now. 3 o'clock, sorry. It's approximately 3 o'clock now, so to maximize our time, maybe we could begin. I'd like to begin by mentioning that you may have noticed that behind the wall, there are some portable restrooms available for you if needed. And also, we could probably good to silence our cell phones. So on behalf of the family, we'd like to welcome this graveside memorial as a continuation of our time on Lord's Day, afternoon and evening, to together rejoice and thank the Lord for our dear brother Walter. We'll begin with a prayer and a brief further word, and then we'll sing hymn one and proceed to have further remembrances. Dear Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, Lord, how we thank you.
Amen.
For our brother Walter as a gift to us.
Amen.
As the recipients.
Amen.
The beneficiaries.
Amen.
Of his life.
Amen.
His service among us.
Amen.
We can't withhold our praise and thanksgiving to you.
Amen.
Lord, you have conquered the grave.
Amen.
Lord, though we have this brief time of saying goodbye to our brother,
Amen.
We will see him again.
Amen.
And he's speaking to us again today.
Amen.
And he will continue to speak to us.
Amen.
By the fragrance,
Amen.
The quality,
Amen.
The richness
Amen.
Of his life and living among us.
Amen.
How we praise you for his patternhood.
Amen.
How we thank you we can consider him as we offer him in his service to you.
Amen.
Lord, as a memorial to you and to him.
Amen.
How we thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For being with him all of his days.
Amen.
We pray now that all of us here
Amen.
Would similarly give ourselves to you
Amen.
With like consecration.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, one of my personal remembrances of our dear brother Walter was how he and his prayer reading of the word would have particular rich expressions of the word to share with us and to supply the saints. One of these is related to his consecration. So some of you will remember that related to Psalm 110, verse 3, which says, "Your people will give themselves to you in the time of your warfare in the splendor of their consecration." And we've enjoyed in the sharing thus far how our dear brother's consecration is a shining example to us. Well, you may have heard how he shared that there are two aspects to this verse. One is that when we are touched by the Lord, respond to him, and give ourselves aptly to him as we should, it is a splendor. Our consecration in this way is a splendor to the Lord. The other aspect of this verse is that the Lord intends to come to us in splendor. And when the Lord comes to us and presents himself to us, appears to us, that appearing is splendorous. And that appearing should capture us and should elicit from us an absolute consecration. So when he spoke this, he was speaking experientially as one who the Lord had appeared to and captured by his splendorous appearing, causing Walter to have the consecration that we treasure and that we've witnessed and that we experienced. So praise the Lord. We could continue in this principle. Be ones who would look to the Lord that we would aptly touch the depths of the riches of the experience of him as he comes to us, and in his splendor would give ourselves to him in the splendor of his consecration, of our consecration to him. Well, dear saints, we would like to have our sharing in two sections. First, we'd like to ask Sister Joan to share, and then a few brothers will follow her, and they will speak for approximately 2 minutes. And then after that, we will have the opportunity for others among us to share. Let's begin now by singing hymn one. If you don't have a memorial program, please raise your hand and one will be brought to you. Hymn one. So someone among us, please begin, lead us with this. When peace like a river.
Walter had been very encouraged by that hymn. That's why we included that one. The Lord gave it to him one day, so he was very much encouraged to be at peace, whatever his lot. And the last few days, the Lord has supported and sustained me with this verse. It's Romans 15:13. Our God of hope. It says, now the God of hope, the God of hope,
amen,
fill you,
amen,
fill you with all joy and peace,
amen,
in believing. The God of hope surely has filled me with all joy and peace in believing in him,
amen,
that we may abound in hope,
amen,
and not by our own effort, but by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The God of hope fills us with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope,
amen,
in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I just want to offer my praise and thanks to him,
amen,
for sustaining me and the family through this time.
Amen.
And even all the brothers and sisters, I know you have been sustained by our God of hope.
Amen.
Now, dear saints, there are some of the co-working brothers and some who are very close to Walter in the service at Living Stream Ministry that we've asked if they could come and share with us. So, brothers,
Saints, I'm Chris Wilde, and Walter and I had a kind of a parallel track over 21 years. We knew each other in the Northwest when they were in Vancouver and later Calgary. I was in Eastern Washington with my family, and so we would be together occasionally. Then in 1996, in November of that year, during the time of the Thanksgiving conference, Brother Andrew asked if I would like to have a time with Brother Lee. And I thought, okay, yes. And during that two-hour, 40-minute or something fellowship that was supposed to last 20 minutes because how busy he was, I just sat about 3 feet from him with two other brothers, Andrew and Matt Miller, and he proceeded to open his heart about the burden that was on him heavily. And this is November of 1996. Of course, he went to be with the Lord in June of 1997. So this is 6 months. And he looked at me, and he asked me an unusual question. He said, "Are you sleeping well?" I said, I guess so. And then I said, "Brother Lee, are you sleeping okay?" And he said, "No, that's what I wanted to fellowship about." He said, "Look around," and we were in his library there, his office, and there's thousands of volumes of great historic Christian classics. And there were none of his books, none of Brother Nee's books. He handed me this copy of John Nelson Darby's synopsis of the Bible that was a gift to him by Brother Nee that had been inscribed by Brother Nee. He said, "This is my most prized possession." He said, "I spent all my time in here with these brothers. Brother Nee taught me how to spend time with these brothers." And he said, "All the hundreds of books that the Lord has given us in this ministry, they're in another place." But he said, "I just ask you to consider this. What do you think the Lord gave us all of this for? Is it just for us?" Some thousands in the Lord's recovery in North America, some hundreds of thousands in the recovery globally. He said, "Do you believe the Lord has done all that just for us?" And I said, "I don't know, Brother Lee." He said, "I don't believe so. I believe the Lord has given us this depository as a food supply for all of his hungry, seeking ones. And why I'm not sleeping well is that I am burdened for them. And I am burdened for my responsibility and our responsibility to find a way to get the food to them. This is not just for us. We have the food for all of God's seekers." So based upon that, I don't want you to sleep well anymore. I just want you to consider that, and then I would ask you if you'd be willing to come and serve to help get these riches out through the radio. So pretty obvious my response. So we began in the late part of that year to produce the English radio program, and then next year, a few months later, Walter and Joan followed, and he came and began serving to prepare and produce these radio programs in the Spanish language. And I remember when I imparted the same story to him that I just did to you, and his response is etched in my being, because it was exactly the same. I'm just sorry he had to hear it from me instead of from Brother Lee, but he took it with the same spirit. And that really became the lighthouse toward which he navigated the rest of his life in his serving. And the first thing he wanted to do was meet with us, brothers that were preparing the English programs, because he just had one thought. We are going to follow these brothers 100%. We're not going to invent anything. And I kept begging him, "Go ahead, invent. We need help." But he said, "No, Brother Lee called you brothers. We're going to follow you brothers." And I know to the end that directed everything, didn't it, Joan? It still does. And when I heard what's in the biography, because now I'm in Germany and we just see each other occasionally over the last few years, but you know, our offices are quite close at the Living Stream. But I knew the burden and how much was ahead of them. And I would always say, how many hundred, Walter? He'd say, 400. That means 400 to go. You know, there's about almost 2,000 programs in the whole life study. Then how many hundred, Walter? 350. How many hundred, Walter? Oh, we're under 200. How many hundred, Walter? We're under 100. And when I heard that the Lord graced him to have enough time to finish his course, I just was so thankful to this merciful God. And I know that at the end, I'm sure this was probably spoken on Lord's Day. I'm sorry I couldn't have been there. But I know at the end what a comfort, what an encouragement, what a victory that was for him to have finished all of his part. Amen. Right? So every last program will go out with Walter Ortiz as witness Lee. Amen. In the life study of the Bible in Spanish. Amen. And a verse, you know, that we all know, I think, or most of us, that has sustained us, and sustained us in the radio early especially. But I just couldn't help but think about it in these last few days, and what I was considering Walter was Hebrews 11:4. Though he is dead, still he speaks. Amen. Thank you, Brother Walter.
Amen.
See you soon.
You know, as I was sitting in the memorial meeting on the Lord's Day afternoon, there was a real thanksgiving in my heart to the Lord that he, as the head of the body, places the members in the body as he wills. And because if you realize, if you're listening, I realize he fills up my lack in the body. And he had a very particular function that I don't have. And yet there's no shortage in the body, because all the different members in the body with their different functions meets all the needs in the body.
Amen.
So in Romans 12:4, you know, it says, "For just as in one body we have many members, yet not all the members have the same function." And it's the same way in the body of Christ. And so when you hear the different things related to Brother Walter's function in the body, his function in the work, you're just full of thanksgiving for the Lord's love for the body.
Amen.
You know, it was mentioned that he was like an evangelist, because his heart was really for the gospel. And yet the gospel was not an activity to him. The gospel was just his person, because he had a love for men. Whenever he was with people, he had a heart to share the gospel with them according to where they were. And, you know, we have a low-power FM station in Anaheim, and Brother Walter was so burdened for the gospel to go out over the air that he actually started to produce some gospel messages, but because of his lack of strength, he wasn't able to fully realize that. But you realize that he had a real heart for the gospel, a real heart for man, and a real love for the saints. And so what inspires me is that all of us have a function in the body. And we need to be like our brother Walter, in that he was faithful to love the Lord, to experience the Lord, to grow in the Lord, to grow into his function in the body, so that there would not be any lack in the body. And so he was a real pattern to us that we need to be these type of people too. Not that we know what our function is in particular, but we take care of experiencing the Lord and enjoying him every day, so that we can grow into our function in the body for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Well, saints, I did not serve directly with Walter, but I have a little something of similar service. I also was involved in the radio production of radio programs, and I'm very thankful that that our brother Walter was so faithful in serving in this way. The Lord gave him enough years to finish his portion in this service, and it's a great thing. So I don't know Walter personally that directly, but I was very impressed at hearing in his memorial meeting what kind of person he was. When you pass out the little card and we wrote something on it, I had the feeling that I should write this. I wrote, "Thank you, Lord, for our dear brother Walter, a God-man who saw the vision of eternity, which is the vision of the New Jerusalem, who lived the life of eternity, that is, living out the New Jerusalem, and who did the work of eternity, that is, building the New Jerusalem." You know, Brother Lee had the boldness to say several times to us, he believed his work was the work of the New Jerusalem. And I believe we can say that about our brother Walter. The work that he did is the work of the New Jerusalem. And as Brother Chris said, though he is not with us, he still speaks. His word goes out. And I was impressed at the memorial meeting that Walter was a person who exercised his spirit. You know, he was a spirit-exercising brother. And when he shepherded people, he shepherded them in the same way, to be the same kind of persons that he was. And because he was a spirit-exercising person, he was a joyful person. You know, the spirit who is mingled with our spirit is a spirit of joy. When you exercise your spirit to contact the Lord in all kinds of situations, and people contact you, you're not somber. You give them some expression of rejoicing and a joyful expression. Walter was like this. I also was impressed that he was a person who loved men. He was a lover of God and a lover of men. To me, that's a marvelous attribute, right? We all should be lovers of God and lovers of men. But I also feel this is related to the exercise of the Spirit. Because, you know, love is a matter, is God himself, right? It's God's substance. It's God's essence. And this essence is in the Spirit. And the Spirit is in our spirit. So when we exercise our spirit, we find that we have a spirit of love. And we can love the Lord and we can love men. So I'm just glad to know this brother. I really feel that he was a pattern for us in many ways. And this is a pattern that we can follow, that we can, by the Lord's grace, we can walk in the same footsteps as our brother Walter. Thank you, Lord, for such a dear brother.
Amen.
Oh, who saw the vision of eternity.
Amen.
Who lived the life of eternity.
Amen.
And he did the work of eternity.
Amen. I also was unable to attend the memorial meeting, but I'd just like to share a little bit about my time with Brother Walter. I first met him in 1987 in Taiwan. Actually, it wasn't mentioned on the biographical sketch, but we had a time, and I was in the full-time training in Taiwan, and there was a time when they said, anyone who knows anything about any foreign language, please come to this room. Anyway, so among the trainees in Taiwan, there was about 30 different languages represented, and we started to translate the Mystery of Human Life and the life lessons that Brother Lee was working on. And that, to me, was a monumental time for the matter of expanding the ministry into so many different languages. One of the things that was shared with us was Brother Lee desires to reach so many people on the earth, but he only knows Chinese and English, you know. But he needs some who know other languages. And so, anyway, I wasn't really qualified to be there. I was with the modern Hebrew section. But anyway, but I caught a vision of the matter of the literature work and the spread of the ministry. And I believe this was, I mean, maybe you can correct me, but I believe this is where Walter touched something of the ministry and the matter of the literature work. 80% of the Lord's recovery is through the spread of the literature. And of course, you know, Walter's main, he was involved in both the literature and also the radio broadcast. Anyway, that time he touched something, and then I believe that was probably something that was working within him to come back, you know, to come to Anaheim and you know, continue in the same burden. The other time I spent more time with Walter was when we were working on the Spanish Recovery Version Holy Bible, and we're working with these translators, and you know, translators have strong feelings about things, right? This is the right word. And my Spanish is not very good at all. You know, actually, I get into trouble with Spanish. But anyway, it was good just to have Walter on the team. You know, he was like the umpire or the referee. You know, and because of his maturity in life, his understanding of the language, he said, "Yeah, you can say this. You can say that." You know, and that was just and just having him, his presence there, just to kind of calm the situation and to give us the way. You know, because in translation, you can never be satisfied fully, but to have someone who could just say, okay, this is what we're going to do, this is how it's going to be said, and just go on and be able to continue and with our work. So anyway, I just appreciate our brother. We'll miss him very much, his presence in the office, his smile always helped bring you back to the Lord, bring you back to enjoying the Lord. And anyway, thank the Lord for our brother. Pray for the rest of you family members that that the Lord will supply you at this time of loss in memory of our brother. Amen.
Amen. Now, dear saints, we'd like to make available to you the opportunity to say something on Walter's behalf to the family. We'd like to do the following. If we could have a guideline of a minute, 1 minute each. And as one is speaking at the microphone, maybe we could have two or three waiting here. Rodrigo, could you raise your hand, Rodrigo? Rodrigo will help us to know when it's been 1 minute. So it's easy for us to get lost in terms of time. And so just so we have a general idea. Now, we do have some co-workers from the Spanish-speaking countries here. Sister Joan would like them to have 2 minutes so they can speak 1 minute of content with 1 minute of translation for you and for the recording. So who would like to come forward to begin? We will continue until we have until approximately 4 o'clock.
I believe I was the latest addition to the Spanish editorial section at Living Stream, and because of the projects that were assigned to me, I did not have much direct contact with Brother Walter and the relationship of project management and whatnot. But he's very dear to me, and actually we got married legally in his apartment. But before I even began my service, he spoke words that were a very sober warning to me regarding translation. And he said that if, while translating, we speak words that are of ourselves, that are of our understanding, however proper or accurate we may think it is, and it is not of the Spirit is under no obligation to bless the speaking. And this also translates to both the radio and the written ministry. And this just stuck with me for so many years, and that upon hearing about our brother's passing, I was initially sorrowful because, as you hear the testimony of our brother, my initial thought is I can never be like Brother Walter. But he lived by another person, and the words he spoke were the words of the Spirit. So even today, the Spirit is blessing what he transmitted by being faithful and by being pure in his service.
I am Kwan Min Lee. I started serving. I was one of the earliest recruits in the radio, in the English broadcast. And so I virtually started serving in the radio broadcast just about the same time as Joan and Walter. So I've known them all these years. But I'd like to share something of his latter years, especially since he became sick and he went through different treatments. There were several times that I had occasion to be with Brother Walter personally. I like to testify that he's the most generous person I have known. Generous in his money, generous in his heart, and generous in his time. I'm this strong-willed sister who is caught up in many things and who is very sharp in my sense, and many times I get caught in a tunnel vision. And I would go to him, and we would talk about other things. And then by the time I leave, my heart was broadened. And this happens more than three occasions as I stood here, I could testify to you. And I just wanted to share this verse that came to mind. I didn't understand the verse before, but I do now. That you be, your heart be comforted, that you be knit in love unto the full assurance of the understanding and unto the knowledge of the mystery of Christ, a mystery of God, Christ. Thank you, Lord, that I was able to share such a time that with our brother.
I just want to thank the Lord for the blessing to serve with Brother Walter since 2005. I just wanted to testify that he was a man who loves God and loved man. I remember in New York, we went to Wall Street at the end of the conference, and he had some pamphlets, and he asked me, "Where are yours? Where are your pamphlets, your tracts?" And I told him, "I have one." He says, "No, that's not enough. It's only for one person. You need at least 10 here so you can preach the gospel." And then what he told me, wherever we go, we don't care about this kind of economy. This economy is going to go down. But the God's economy will consummate in the New Jerusalem, and we're serving together with one purpose, just to enjoy the Lord, preach the gospel, impart Christ in every person. So just wherever you go, where, at least when you are with me, if you're with me, this is what's going to happen. This is what you're going to do. So enjoy the Lord. So I'm just going to testify that I was, it was an honor to serve and to see, like, every Wednesday a person who loves the Lord and who loves men. Praise the Lord.
As many of you on the memorial time, I feel that we received, everybody spoke our experiences with Brother Walter. He was like he was. My first experience with him was when I was graduated in the Middle East training. Actually, I came directly to the Middle East training in my life, in the church life. So I knew there was a Peruvian brother, so I went to speak to him and ask him, "Is this a time to go back to Peru?" And he said, "Not yet." So I was very peaceful about that, so I stay. I'm still here. The second impression I had, a very strong impression, and I realized that this is not just Walter, but Walter and Joan. When he was diagnosed the first time, we were with them because some saints just grab me and take me wherever they go. And we were there, and a sister came and just fall on him and say, "Brother, we will pray for you." And Brother Walter, out of his weakness, responded, "Don't pray for me. Pray for God's economy." Amen. That impressed me, even though I didn't understand, but really make a deep impression of me. After that, we have a time with Joan that same day. That impressed me so much because her word was, "I don't know what to do without my head." And that impressed me so much about the headship that I just, I'm understanding. I'm not saying I know about that, but those two things impressed me so much. So to me, my experience with Walter is Walter and Joan. And then I appreciate how Brother Walter shepherded Joan since that. Because those who were a little closer with the Ortizes, we have seen change after change in our sister prophesying Spanish. Yeah. And she was so bold and nervous. But, you know, that was a labor of love from our brother. I really appreciate that. And I believe we have seen so many things, but those are my deep impressions. Praise the Lord. Oh, and the last one. We were comadres, whoever knows Spanish, with Mariana. Because we were gospel friends, and he always... and this will be kind of our experience. When we have these Spanish-speaking conferences in Anaheim, the next one was going to be about vital groups. And the brothers started the sharing, saying something like, when I saw that we need to share about this, I say, I don't have experience. So what he did is he started his vital group with Joan the Thursdays. And, you know, like the second Thursday, we were there with someone. And the Lord keep adding so many. And we can say that there are about 3 or 4 groups that came out of that. Amen.
I could say that I feel very privileged that I met Brother Walter very at the beginning of my church life. I remember when I came to the church life after I was saved, I wanted to serve the Lord immediately. Just like the prodigal son, I just want to do something for the Lord. And of course, I didn't know, so I want to serve. I want to do anything. I was thinking, I just want to do anything in the church, maybe sweep the floor, clean the bathroom, whatever. But I want to be in the church, helping and serving. And then one brother said to me, no, you don't have to do all those things here, sister. But if you really want to serve, I will take you to Anaheim with Brother Walter. I said, okay. And when I met Brother Walter, he just sent me to Juanita. Go and help her. I said, what am I going to do with Juanita? I want to do something. But anyway, Brother Walter for me was like my father. Anything I wanted to know, to take decision for this or for that, I just go to Brother Walter. And he always changed whatever I'm saying. I said, Brother Walter, I want to go back to Mexico. He said, no, go and come back. Brother Walter, I want to go, when I finish the Middle East training, I want to go to Spain. No, it's not where you want to go. It's where the Lord send you. Oh, Jesus. So all the time I just want to go to Brother Walter. This, no, it's this one. So, and then it reminds me of my father, because my father was like that. I never can do anything well. I always was wrong. My mind was wrong. Everything, my decision was wrong. But anyway, I fall in love with the Brother Walter. So I cannot do anything without asking Brother Walter what I have to do. And I always take his advice all the time. Even at the last minute, when I saw him, the last time I saw him, I have the feeling that I'm not going to see him again in the way that I used to see him. So, but I'm really, really feel happy. And I thank the Lord that he made him such a model for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord for our brother.
Amen.
And his whole family. My name is Linda Becker. I'm from the church in Surrey. And it's been a bittersweet week for me because I lost the leading brother in our locality, Robin Fenwick, who I got saved through. And then a few days later, our dear brother Walter, who baptized me. But I am just so rejoicing to have had these brothers, and especially Brother Walter, in my life as one who has been such a pattern. Oh, always rejoice. Unceasingly pray. In everything give thanks. Regardless of the environment and the storms that we went through in the Lower Mainland back in the 1988-89, he was solid. And his home was always open. I grew up with his children, just seeing them pursue the Lord. Their door was open. Rejoice. Enjoy the Lord together. I'm just so thankful that we could have such patterns in the church life today, and that we can just be those living a life unto the Lord, pursuing for the for his glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My respects to the family, to the body of Christ.
Brothers and sisters, I was very ill last Wednesday, very ill. I almost died. So one sister came to stay with me, and at the end of the day, she went home, and I told her, call me when you got home. She called me and told me, turn on the radio, the program is on. So I had to prioritize. I was having another plan, but I turned it on. It was that beautiful voice with such a spirit saying, call up in the name of the Lord. Amen. When you call up in the name of the Lord, you just it's not only for salvation. It's for the riches of the Lord is going to throw to you. Amen. And he says also that when we call him, he comes. Amen. When we call him, he comes. Amen. And he came. And put me well in order to go to the training and be in the Jubilee. I'm going to miss him a lot. We are, but I thank technology that we're still going to hear such a voice. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen, saints. My name is Noemi Herrera. And then before I came to the recovery, I started listening to life studies. I'm one of the radio broadcast recipients in 1996. And I came to the recovery 12 years later. And I didn't know that this was the same church that I was listening to life studies. So when I first heard Brother Walter's voice, and I said, praise the Lord, I'm in the right place. And then another thing that I always remember from Brother Walter, he was always happy. And when we are prophesying, I didn't want to stand up because I'm not a good speaker. And then Brother Walter used to go, you know, stand up. And then he just, you know, looking at him, sometimes I didn't want to look at him because he was going to make me prophesy. But he was go. And I remember Brother Walter. I, you know, like, he always going to be remembered. He's always going to be in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We're all going to miss him. Oh, he was so sweet. This time that Brother Walter had there was a Thursday night meeting at a home. Very small. It was at Sister Teresita's, for those who remember her. Our elderly sister in District 1, or sometimes at Janet Quintana's, and it was just a few sisters, Sister Joan and others, right? And Melanie from Chile, right? And the purpose of those meetings was just to prophesy. Amen. And Brother Walter would make us stand up and not look at the morning revival. Right. He said, when you speak to others, you're speaking God into them.
Amen.
So that would stay with us, right? So I'm reminded when we prophesy, we're imparting God into man.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Another memory, very sweet memory, was when my husband and I moved from West Anaheim to East Anaheim, to right across from District 4. Brother Walter was there helping us move. Sister Juanita made my bed. I was like, wow, these saints are awesome. Thank you, saints. And just one little thing. I will never forget that the Lord perfected me in such a way, because it's good to have a broad heart, but with wisdom. Brother Walter came with another brother to my house and to speak with my husband too, and my husband thought it was something, but then he said, no, it was you. Okay, the thing is, we need to be wise, saints. Brother Walter shared, you know, Rosita, Rosie, for so long I've worked sharing the gospel, but the fruit. So we need to, he said, we need to preach. Yeah, we can preach the gospel, but we need to be wise with our time, because what we have is our time, and we need to bring the wood into the house, right? So we need to have a broad heart, but with wisdom. Yeah, and then I was so encouraged to see Brother Basil, because that was a fruit of Brother Walter, right? And graduating from a full-time training. So, saints, hallelujah for this gift to the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this gift to the body. Amen. 2 years ago, when my father passed away, Brother Walter and Sister Joan were there for me. I never would have got through this part of my life but for them. I've known Brother Walter over the years. One time, I was there. I'd just come back from Europe, and he was there. I said, you know, this thing is going on, this situation. I don't know what to do. And all he said was, when it pours, that's when we go in. Pray. And I prayed, and I learned from being in their group meeting, this brother was only there for one thing, for Christ in the church. So, of course, when he got sick, we were praying, but even that prayer was for the Lord's economy, for his economy. Would the Lord take care of Brother Walter? So when he came back that Monday on hospice, I made his favorite soup, and I took it to him. He was in and out. He was on painkillers. But he still did this to me, and he held out his hand. It was the last time I was able to have that contact with him. Praise the Lord for this gift to the body.
Saints, praise the Lord for our dear brother Walter. Amen. You know, every Lord's Day afternoon, District 4 in the church in Anaheim went on the gospel, and Walter and Joan were always there when he was well and when he was in town. And always, you know, just such a support and such a, it was just wonderful to have him there as his, like everyone said, his cheerful face and his just, anyway. We all went out together, and we were just, it was just a wonderful experience that going on the gospel with Walter and Joan. And I also wanted to say that one time there was a memorial for a dear brother who his family, many of them were not in the church, and some didn't know the Lord, possibly. And at that memorial, I was talking to several of them and, you know, passed out, you know, Bibles for America thing to a few. And then one of his grandsons, probably this one who went to be with the Lord, I was talking to him, and anyway, after talking to him and giving him a Bibles for America thing, I just felt like I didn't meet his need, that I didn't really, I just did not feel good. And so I called Walter later, because Walter's the one who gave the message at that memorial and the one who was also caring for the family. But Walter said something that helped me so much and clarified my inner feeling about this. He said, sister, after I told him what happened, he said, your Lord didn't tell you to do that. You need to repent. And that, really caused me to go to the Lord, that we can do things that are, you know, preach the gospel, like was said in the training, and pray, etc., and it not be from the right source. So anyway, I do appreciate those words of my brother, and we will miss him so much.
Amen.
Amén, Señor Jesús. Agradecemos al Señor por este tiempo, hermanos, hermana John, de participar de lo que Dios hizo a través de nuestro hermano Walter. Estamos tan agradecidos al Señor con tantas personas que han oído el ministerio a través del programa de Radio México.
We thank the Lord for so many people that have heard the riches of this ministry.
y de muchos hermanos y servidores en México que han sido ayudados a través de este ministerio.
There are so many brothers and sisters that have been helped through this ministry in Mexico.
Muchos hermanos hubieran podido venir hasta acá de México, pero es muy difícil.
Many brothers would have come to here, but it's impossible.
Pero agradecemos al Señor que el Señor nos dio la oportunidad de estar aquí con los hermanos, con la familia de nuestro hermano Walter.
And we thank the Lord for the Lord grant us to be here with all of you, the family.
Y quiero decir con certeza que muchos, miles de personas,
the thousands of people,
van a estar oyendo el programa de Radio en México muchos años.
We'll listen to the radio broadcast for many years.
Muchos de esos hermanos actualmente están sirviendo en la iglesia, están predicando el evangelio y están edificando las iglesias.
Many of those brothers are preaching the gospel, serving the churches. ¿Y qué más?
Y predicando el evangelio.
And preaching the gospel.
Así es que, hermanos, yo agradezco al Señor por tal hermano, por tal consagración, y que hemos aprendido nosotros a seguir estos pasos de un hermano y un servidor como el hermano Walter. Alabado sea el Señor por nuestro
hermano. Praise the
Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Maybe somebody who speaks better English can help us. Oh, this is okay? Okay.
Agradezco al Señor por el tiempo que tuvimos al hermano Walter con nosotros.
We thank the Lord for all the time that Brother Walter was with us.
Para mí el tiempo que estuve con él fue un tiempo de perfeccionamiento, de ayuda.
For me the time that I was with him was a perfecting time and a lot of help.
Él tenía carga con los hermanos que somos muy callados, que no nos gusta hablar.
He has a burden for brothers who are shy, that we're not very capable to speak.
Y nos invitó a su casa, cenábamos.
And he invited us to his house to have dinner.
Y después compartíamos del matutino.
And after dinner, we used to share about the morning revival.
Y era un tiempo muy glorioso.
And it was such a glorious time.
Y siempre le preguntábamos, ¿cómo estuvo, hermano Walter?
And we used to ask him, how was it, Brother Walter?
Y lo único que él nos decía, ejercita tu espíritu.
The only that he used to say, just exercise your spirit.
Y algo que él marcó en mí y que lo voy a tener conmigo por siempre.
Something that I'm going to have in me forever.
Es que tengo que ejercitar mi espíritu.
That I have to exercise.
Esa es la manera.
That's the way.
Y él fue el que me animó a ejercitar mi espíritu.
And he was the one who encouraged me to exercise my spirit.
Y fui muy ayudado también en las reuniones del profetizar.
And I was very helped in the prophesying meetings.
Lo mismo hacía que lo que hacía con todos, voltearnos a mirar y hacernos la seña.
He used to do the same thing with all of us to encourage us to prophesy.
Y lo que yo hacía cuando él me volteaba a mirar, yo empezaba a orar, Señor Jesús.
What I used to do and say when he looked at me is just to call on the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus.
Y todo el temor se quedaba ahí en la silla.
And all the fear just left all the fear on the chair.
Y me podía levantar a dar mi porción con un espíritu ejercitado.
Then I was able to
gracias al
with
pastor.
An exercise spirit.
Gracias al pastoreo de nuestro hermano Walter.
Thanks to the shepherding of our dear brother Walter.
Lo vamos a extrañar mucho.
We will miss him a lot.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I met Walter and Joan in December 2005 when I first moved to Anaheim. And they were my neighbors, and they were also the first ones who opened their home for me to be in. And I worked with Walter at Living Stream, even though not directly, so I got to know him and Joan quite well. But what I really like to share today is what impressed me is that Brother Walter lived a life of no anxiety, amen, but a life full of forbearance. Even when he was sick, we knew he was in the office because we could hear his laughter. And At no point would you see him anxious in any way, but always, always caring for others, always full of forbearance toward others, always shepherding others, even the younger ones. So even the last day that when he was in the hospital and he said, you know, the doctor had told him that his life was coming to an end, even when he said that, he was full of Christ, no anxiety, full of forbearance, and just fully accepting the Lord's way and his timing. So I'm just really thankful that I got to live close to and enjoy and be shepherded by our dear brother Walter.
There are two things that I'd like to share, from our brother. And I actually met Brother Walter and Sister John, and maybe Sister John doesn't remember, in 1998 when I was in my second year of the full-time training. They had just also moved from Canada. I'm originally from Toronto, so I was excited that there was a couple from Canada. And I will go and drink the training. We can't have coffee, so I will go on Thursday mornings to that apartment to drink. Brother Walter always had made coffee for me. And so that was the beginning of his shepherding from this dear couple. And my husband just had this dream. So over the years, I get the opportunity to have more and more contact, even though we did not live in Anaheim at that time. But there was two things that I would like to say. One of them is my impression of someone who it was very humble and make everyone feel very special. I thought I was special until Thursday, when I hear all these testimonies, and I realize, I guess I'm not the only one who felt special. Everyone is special. He treated everyone in a special way. No matter who you were, no matter who you are, he always made everyone feel special. So I just, such a learning, of someone who is so humble. He has so much to offer. And he just gave it all, to all of us. And I think we all have the same feeling of, he was like a father to us. And another, just one more thing, in a matter of shepherding, my mother passed away about 2.5 years ago. And he known her quite well because she came to the Miller's training. And he was very sweet that he was willing to go. We asked if he will be open to be at her funeral meeting. And he flew all the way to Toronto to speak at my mother's memorial meeting, and with a burden to preach the gospel. And he did. He preached the gospel at that memorial meeting. And he shepherded my family, some of them at that time were not meeting, in the Lord's recovery. So praise the Lord for such a pattern. And I feel so blessed and privileged to have known the dear brother.
Amen. Not coming to close, I'm coming to encourage. We still have a few minutes. Oh, okay, we're leaving. Okay. Could I inquire? I don't know if there'd be one of the brothers from Central America or from Puerto Rico or from South America that would like to express something.
Just an experience I have with him. I was asked by the brothers to go to visit Prosser for a conference. So Brother Walter called me and gave me where to go, who to see, what to do. All business related. But at the very end, he looked at me and said, "Please take care of them. They are my children." So that shows us, that was the first time I saw a window into his heart. All of these dear saints were his children. So usually when we are together, our dealings are mainly on the business atmosphere of the church, but then you see this heart of a shepherd just being poured out for these dear saints there. So I was really touched by just referring to them as his children.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Doy gracias a Dios.
I thank the Lord.
Yo conocí al hermano Walter por medio de Yolanda en una de tantas conferencias que estuvimos. Okay. Ella me lo presentó.
So I knew Brother Walter in a conference. And Sister Yolanda introduced me to him.
Luego pasó mi papá con el Señor.
Then my father passed to be with the Lord.
Pues, yo le dije a Walter.
I told Walter.
Mi papá ya murió.
My father died.
Y me dijo, pero tienes muchos papás, me dijo.
And he said, but you have many fathers.
Pero antes de eso, en el 2000, el Señor nos mezcló más.
In 2000,
porque Dios
the Lord blended us very much.
El Señor estuve en el entrenamiento en Tijuana, Baja California.
I was in the training in Tijuana, Baja California.
Ahí fue donde yo más, el más sentí cómo me pastoreó.
There the brother shepherded me.
Él me alimentó bastante.
He fed me so much.
Espiritualmente.
Spiritually.
Moralmente.
Morally.
En eso el Señor me regresó para yo soy de allí de Long Beach, California.
Then the Lord returned me to Long Beach. I belong to Long Beach.
Conocí a Juanita.
Then I knew Juanita.
Yo no conocía a ella, que ella era su esposa.
I didn't know she was the
wife. En ese lapso. Y hermanos, el punto es este.
The point is this.
Que las veces que él fue a San Salvador.
The times he went to San Salvador.
Por A o por B yo no pude ir.
I was not there for some reason.
Entonces yo le dije, Walter, yo no puedo ir porque me pasa esto y esto.
And I always say, I cannot go because of this or that.
Voy a orar por ti, le dije, para que todo salga bien, le decía yo.
That everything will go okay with you.
Me dijo, no ores por mí, ora por la economía de Dios.
And he told me, don't pray for me or pray for God's economy.
Que siga el evangelio en todo Centroamérica.
That the gospel run in Central America.
En todo Sudamérica.
In all South America.
Y pues yo por medio de todo, yo siempre fui consecutivamente 5 años a las conferencias allá a San Salvador, pero yo le pregunté, ¿por qué solo lo hacen en Honduras y en El Salvador?
I went 5 years straight to the conference in Salvador and I say, why don't you go to Honduras?
Entonces el hermano me dijo, ora, me dijo, y él me explicaron que San Salvador y Honduras está para en medio.
So he explained me that they are a little apart from one another.
Walter, todo lo que tú me dijiste se está cumpliendo.
Everything you say is being fulfilled.
Gracias por todos los que hicimos posible.
Thank you for everything.
Y tenemos que seguir ese legado.
We will follow this legacy.
El que nos ha dejado, y pues pido perdón ante Dios y a la iglesia, porque a veces tenemos ataques. Y eso es lo que él me decía, Daisy. Yo conozco tu carácter.
So I apologize to the Lord and to the church because we have all these things.
Ten mucho cuidado, me dijo la última vez.
And Brother Walter said, be careful with your character.
Porque ya la última vez que lo vi, solo de lejos, y cuando él me vio, como yo me regresé de San Diego, ya no fui. Él me dijo, yo vi cómo él se alegró de verme.
The last time I saw him, I was coming back from San Diego, and he was very happy to see me.
Amén.
Amen. Amen, saints. My name is Veronica Ortiz, And I got asked many times if I was Brother Walter's daughter, and I would happily say yes. Spiritually, at least. He was one of the trainers when I was in the training. I met him in 99, and this is my dad, Jesus Ortiz. So they would always talk about, I have a daughter named Veronica Ortiz, too. So I'm so thankful to have known Brother Walter, and like another sister shared, he made me feel so special. And I just pray that his spirit would be reproduced in me and that I could love the saints the way he loved the saints. Amen.
Amen.
Nosotros venimos de Puerto Rico.
We come from Puerto Rico.
Y estamos muy agradecidos de haber conocido a Walter.
And we're very thankful to have known Walter.
Cada vez que llegaba al entrenamiento, principalmente la graduación del FTTA que antecede.
Every time that we came to the training and to the training graduation,
Walter era el primero que nos saludaba.
Walter was always the first one who would greet us.
Muy cálido.
Very warm.
Su compartir siempre estuvo lleno de gozo y de alegría.
His sharing was always full of joy and happiness.
Y nos hacía querer ser personas de vida.
He always made us feel to want to be persons of life.
Personas en el espíritu.
People in the spirit.
Y en pocos minutos queríamos predicar el evangelio.
And in a few short minutes we wanted to preach the gospel.
Le sentimos que no pudo ir más veces a Puerto Rico.
We are sorry that he couldn't go more times to Puerto Rico.
Pero cuando fue lo disfrutamos ampliamente.
But when he came, we enjoyed him to the uttermost.
Me gustaba bromearlo de que cada vez que lo veía.
I enjoyed joking with him when I saw him.
Porque le decía, me parece que te estuve hablando contigo ayer.
Because it seemed like I was talking to you yesterday.
Era solamente que escuchaba continuamente la radio.
But it's because I heard the radio all the time.
Y su voz era tan común para nosotros.
And his voice was so very common and special to each and every one of us.
Todos estamos muy agradecidos.
We're all very thankful.
Hi, brothers. My name is Alan Galeas from the church in Honduras. The last time when Brother Walter was in Nicaragua was February 16. And we were visiting Managua. I was very impressed because he was already sick. And suddenly he said, I want to go to Bluefield. Wow, I didn't know that was a church in Bluefield. Why do you want to go to Bluefield, Brother Walter? Because the saints are over there, and I want to go. You know, Bluefield is a small church in a jungle in Central America. And then I have some picture, and then we took a little plane, and we flew to the jungle. You say, what are you doing here, Roy Walter? Because I want to go because the saints are here. And I remember he told me, Brother Alan, I am too old and sick. I won't be here anymore. But you are pretty young, and you have everything, the high truth. You need to go to the last part of the earth and spread out all the high truth. I just feel that I was like with the Lord, you know, with a broadened heart to the old people, all the churches. It was a deep impression in my heart.
Pues de parte de mi familia y de los santos de Costa Rica también.
From my family and from the saints in Costa Rica,
queremos agradecer al Señor por este modelo.
We do want to thank the Lord for this pattern.
Mi padre pasó con el Señor, a estar con el Señor en el 2012.
My father went to be with the Lord in 2012.
Y Raquel, mi hermana, quiso venir al entrenamiento como un recordatorio de su padre.
And Raquel, my sister, wanted to come to the training as a remembrance to her father.
Y se sentía muy triste y muy adolorida por perder a nuestro papá.
And she was always very sad, because she had lost her father.
Entonces vino aquí a Anaheim. Sin embargo, aquí encontró un padre y una madre.
But she came to Anaheim and she found a father and a mother.
Sí, el hermano Walter Ortiz la cuidó mucho y la hermana Joan también.
Brother Walter and Joan cared for her very much.
Muchas gracias, hermana.
Thank you, sister.
Y gracias al Señor por este modelo que que el Señor pueda duplicarlo.
Thank the Lord for this pattern, that the Lord may multiply him.
Yo creo que todos en Centroamérica,
I do believe all in Central America,
podemos tomar como modelo un hombre como este.
Can take as a pattern a man like this.
Gracias a su familia por, digo yo, por haber soportado a un hermano tan precioso como este, ¿no?
Thank the Lord for the family that could soportar.
Digo, sí, soportar, digo, porque pierden a
that
su could, amado.
That could put up with the father, because they let him go, because they let him go on this trip.
Okay. Por causa de pastorearnos a nosotros.
So that he could shepherd us.
Una de las comuniones maravillosas que tuve con hermano Walter fue
one
un
of
viaje
the marvelous fellowships that I had with Walter was in a trip
desde Tegucigalpa hasta Managua.
From Tegucigalpa all the way to Managua.
Me llamó y me dijo, hermano,
and he told me, brother,
tú me vas a acompañar, pero ocupo otro hermano tigre, me dice.
You're going to come with me, but I need another tiger brother.
No se preocupe, que le vamos a tener un hermano tigre acá.
So don't worry, we will have another tiger
llevamos,
brother with you.
Nos llevamos el hermano Alan.
So we took brother Alan with us.
Allá después cuando regresamos de viaje,
then when we came back from the trip,
qué buen tigre que me asignaste.
This is a good tiger that you assigned to be with me.
Pero en medio de todo eso, comunión tras comunión
but
tras comunión.
In the middle of this, fellowship and fellowship.
6 horas de comunión en comunión intensa, ¿no?
No
lo podemos olvidar, ¿no?
We cannot forget.
Pero en cada hogar de Honduras y de Centroamérica, la voz de nuestro hermano seguirá oyéndose.
But in every family, home in Central America, the voice of our brother will continue to be heard.
Damos gracias al Señor por su vida y por su familia, ¿no?
We thank the Lord for his life and for his family.
Alabado sea el Señor. My name is Luis. I'm Brother Luis. I am here to celebrate my brother Walter Ortiz's life. His divine life in him. I used to see him and he used to say, Hermano Walter, Luisito. Then he used to say, Hermano Luis, ¿qué haces de tu tiempo? What are you doing with your time? And there was always a silence. And I say, Hermano Walter, aquí estoy. So today, I'm telling my brother Walter, Hermano Walter, aquí estoy. Gracias, hermano. Te extraño mucho. Even that I am District 1 and he was in District 4 for so many years, I got to see him. And I'm here. Amen. Thank you, Hermano Walter. Amen. I love you so much. And I miss you so much. You kind words. Luisito.
Praise the Lord, saints. My name is Alberto de Leon. His name is Horacio Hernandez. We are from the church in Prosser. And we knew that our brother passed away. I said, I want to be there. But I couldn't make it on the Lord's Day. But Brother Walter, I am here. We started driving from Prosser about after the Lord's Day meeting. We started coming from Washington. And we arrived yesterday. Yeah. And Brother Walter, thank you for all those years that you came to Prosser. Yeah. I knew Brother Prosser when I was 15 years old. I had come from Guatemala when I was 14. And the brother, year after year, came to your conference in Prosser. And by the I was growing up, and that time was passing by, and he became older and older. And the last time he came to Prosser, we had a brother's meeting that Lord's Day. And he says, Prosser needs Christ. Amen. I just thank God that I'm here today. Amen. I'm just blessed to be here with brother. Amen. Thank you, Brother Walter, for your life. Amen. In the body of Christ. Amen. You were really a gift to the body. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
No quiero dejar de dar las gracias primeramente a Dios.
I want to be one who just thanked the Lord first.
Y hermana Juanita.
And Sister Joan.
Yo toqué la vida de la iglesia por primera vez en el 2001.
I touched the Lord's recovery in 2001.
En un estudio vida de la Biblia en vivo.
In a life study. In a life study. A life study.
Amén. En Nicaragua.
In Nicaragua.
Y yo quise venir a un entrenamiento en el 2002 y el hermano me animó a venir.
I wanted to come to the training and the brother encouraged me to come.
Y él siempre pastoreó a mi familia.
He always shepherded my family.
Compuesta de mis tres hijas y yo.
My three daughters and myself.
Y en el 2004, si mal no recuerdo, fue ese año que él me dijo, llegó a Nicaragua y me dijo, invítame a almorzar.
And in 2004, he came to Nicaragua and told me,
porque quiero
invite
hablar con
me to eat.
Quiero hablar con tus
because
hijas.
I want to speak with your daughters.
Y ese, para ese tiempo les habló a mis hijas acerca del entrenamiento de tiempo completo.
And he spoke with my daughters about the full-time training.
Y dos de mis hijas pues fueron al entrenamiento.
And two of my daughters went to the training.
Amen.
Y pues siempre fue un tuvo carga por los santos en Nicaragua, pues toda Centroamérica, pero bueno, Nicaragua, ¿verdad?
He had a lot of burden for the saints in Nicaragua, Central America, but Nicaragua too.
Y por pues y por mi familia y yo le estoy muy agradecida al Señor y
I'm just so grateful to the Lord and to our dear brother.
Son tiempos inolvidables.
These are unforgettable memories.
Todavía cenamos juntos mis dos hijas con su familia porque las dos ya están casadas allá en Nicaragua.
We still ate dinner with my family.
Creo que fue en 2015 o 2016 que él estuvo por allá.
2015 or 2016 when he came.
Y bueno, pues siempre va a permanecer en nuestro corazón.
He will always be in my heart.
Amén.
Well, now that I'm here, I'll just take the opportunity to. He was also my father. And, you know, it's incredible. He just had such a clarity of the truth. And especially I have this experience that's very vivid. You know, I usually had a difficult time trying to tell my mom about that we are God men. And I was very strong about it. But she was, no, we're not God men. And so I told mom, you have God's life inside of you and you have God inside of you. You are a child of God. You must be a God man. And so she would just, no, no, no. But one day, we're in a hotel in San Diego, and I share with Walter about my situation with my mom. And he said, okay, don't worry, Joan and I will speak with her. And they had a time together in the hotel. I don't know if you remember this, Joan. But she came back to our room, and she says, yes, we are God men. And I just knew Brother Walter has penetrated into her heart. The truth prevails. I'm so glad we had such a pillar among us.
Aleluya, hermanos.
Aleluya, brothers.
Soy el hermano Valdemar de Ecuador.
I'm Brother Valdemar from Ecuador.
Y realmente esto para mí ha sido un gran pesar.
And this to be, to me has been a big loss.
Porque cuando el hermano comenzó su enfermedad,
because when he began in his sickness,
yo también estaba con él.
I was with him
en Perú y el hermano Sterling.
In Peru and with Sterling.
Y algo que me impresionó el hermano, que aunque estaba tan adolorido, nunca se quejaba de nada.
One of the matters that really impressed me, even though he was with such pain, he never complained.
Y ciertamente este hermano fue un pastor para mí.
He was really certainly a shepherd for me.
Desde que me conoció como en el año 2005.
From the time that he knew me in 2005.
Siempre estuvo pendiente de mí.
He was always caring for me.
De mi familia.
Of my family.
En el año 2016 estuvo con el hermano Rick.
In 2016 he was with brother Rick.
En la conferencia nacional en Ecuador.
In the national conference in Ecuador.
Y estuvimos visitando las iglesias.
And we went visiting the churches.
Pude experimentar el amor por los hermanos.
I could experience his love for the brothers.
Y pude recibir un pastoreo cara a cara del hermano.
And I could receive one-on-one, face-to-face shepherding from our brothers.
Ciertamente tenemos un modelo.
We surely have a pattern.
Oh, y siempre voy a recordar a este hermano.
And I will always remember our brother.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Other saints, it's very warm for you all, and the time has passed. But we'd like to conclude with prayer. Not sure I see all of you. Brother Victor, Brother Eric, Brother Marty, and Brother Jameson, could you please offer a prayer to conclude our time? You can stand and pray where you are.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
We praise you because you one day regenerated our dear brother Walter.
Amen.
Came to his being.
Amen.
To be his life.
Amen.
And his supply.
Amen.
Thank you for the years that you gave him among us.
Amen.
Lord, his works and his service will accompany him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we rejoice.
Amen.
In his life.
Yes.
In his service.
Amen.
In his testimony.
Amen.
In his raising his family.
Amen.
In his being a proper husband.
Amen.
A proper head.
Amen.
A proper brother and responsible one, yeah, in the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we give you the praise and all the thanks.
Amen.
We thank you for our brother Walter.
Amen.
Thank you for reproducing yourself in him.
Amen.
Thank you for Christ living again on this earth.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you and thank you.
Amen.
Oh, through all his human virtues.
Amen.
Lord, you were expressed.
Amen.
Through his living and through his service.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for his oneness with you.
Amen.
Lord, we just give you the thanks and the praise.
Amen.
We give you the thanks and the praise, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, for this God-man among us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for the splendor of his consecration.
Amen.
Oh, for such a pillar.
Amen.
One with you for your economy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we do pray you would shepherd the family.
Amen.
The God of hope and encouragement and endurance.
Amen.
Raise them, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
We worship you.
Amen.
Brother Walter.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for your work in him.
Amen.
Lord, Brother Walter does give us all hope.
Amen.
You do work in man.
Amen.
Thank you for your complete work in our brother.
Amen.
Oh, your perfect work in our brother.
Amen.
Your mature work in our brother.
Amen.
Lord, we wish and we pray.
Amen.
You operate in each one of us.
Amen.
Create more vessels.
Amen.
Like you did in this vessel.
Amen.
Unto honor.
Amen.
So useful in your hand.
Amen.
To give you the family.
Amen.
All of us.
Amen.
Have this glorious hope.
Amen.
You're our life.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Your hope for the future.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord, for what you did in our brother.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Well, I sense with all of you that based upon our experiences and these remembrances, that our dear brother exemplifies our race. He is the full expression of the new genetic makeup we have, by our regeneration. He is the he exemplifies the God-man species, and we all have benefited from these sharings to see this life in its full, pardon the word, phenotype expression. May this call us. May we pursue and seek to follow the steps of our brother.
Amen.
So we'll conclude here, dear saints. A few reminders. We do have restrooms available for you on the other side of the wall. There's water, cold water, and not cold, available for you to select if you'd like. There are shuttles. If you'd like to line up along the curb here, there are 6 vans ready to take you to your car if you need that service. And for those of us who would like to remain, the Rose Hill staff will be coming soon to close the grave. It's fine with the family. Anyone who'd like to stay is invited to do so. And the family would also like to thank all of you who coordinated together and served together, both during Walter's final illness and during these days, at and since his passing, including the arrangements for today. Thank you all who participated in the service to make this possible. So we can be dismissed now. Maybe let's affirm with hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!